Fred Film Radio. Alicia Nella Cita at the Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 12th edition of Rome Film Festival, Alice nella Città, and with Zoe Cassavetes among the jurors of this edition, and was presenting here her first TV series, Junior.
So, first of all, I wanted to know, why did you decide to shoot a TV series?
Well, I always wanted to, and it was such a good presentation. A French producer that I know very well it presented me this idea that I could have a total creative freedom in producing this show. And I wanted, it was in the year that I tried to challenge myself and everything I was afraid to do. And I had avoided this genre for a long time, but with the whole idea that I could have my own freedoms and sort of my own investigation of this youth compared to how I felt as a teenager as well was just too good of an offer to not take.
Every episode is 12 minutes long, more or less. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, it's a short period of time to, you know, to let you get involved in the characters and to know them. But at the same time, I felt that I could really understand them. So I was wondering, how did you manage to create that balance? Because something that I find difficult, but I found it. So I think I relate to these people and I know them a bit. So
good. Well, I love the human existence, you know, and whether it doesn't matter what age it is, everybody has these sort of landmark moments of their life, and this coming of age moment, especially now in the world, is so, it's always complicated, you know. It's your first experiences doing anything, you make terrible mistakes, and I like that. I like when characters have a full life, they're not just good, they're not just bad, they're not pretty, that, you know, or the unpopular, and I really wanted to make something that showed real people, real emotions. And actually, when you do it in these 10-12 minutes, it's surprising. You can surprisingly get a lot of information in. And even I was shocked by it. And I love the idea of taking the time to develop these characters, you know, and that even at the end of the series, it's open-ended. There's no complete end like a film. You have a life that either you make another season or people can dream about what happens to these characters because they're more involved, because they know them better. So I really liked that, and it was my first sort of time really expanding characters like that, and I loved it, and I'm going to do it again.
One last question. I always ask a director that shoot coming of age films, when do they think that we become adults? And when I ask this, I think it was the first or second episode that I was watching of Junior, and there's a moment in which they're talking about 30 years old guys as old. Mm-hmm. But teenagers nowadays feel, you know, very old in a sense and very young in another sense. So I was wondering, what do you think about that?
Well, when I was a teenager, I thought people who were 30 were really old as well, which is so funny because it's not even, you know. But it's true, they have a certain sophistication because they have access to all the information. But sometimes access to all the information leaves you with too much information and not specifically the information that you need. So I think that, you know, in a way, we're all the same in the core. We all are the popular girl, the athlete, the guy who likes science. You know, we're all of those things still exist. But at the same time, the sophistication is, I don't know, there is sophistication, but looking through the world and processing it through a small screen and a selective process is a bit frightening for me. And just in imagining, I mean, I lived a life without that, and now I live a life with it, and they don't have a choice. It's just what they know. So hopefully they'll save the world, and we will live to see another film festival.
Thank you, Zoe Cassavetes, for talking about Junior, your first TV series here at Alice nella Città, and this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.